Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 2/10/2023. And I'll tell you what, isn't Joe Biden and this pentagram, aren't they, boy? They're just Johnny on the spot, taking down those objects out of the sky. No problem. Right when they come in. Of course, they waited 24 hours on this one, too. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's a bit too convenient, in a sense, isn't it? It's a bit too convenient. On the other hand, this could very well be, an object could be a drone of some sort, all right? They say, oh, well, drones don't go up that high. Well, balloons, you know, we had a problem with NORAD, had a domain awareness gap on balloons, all right? But they don't have one anymore, you see. But here's the deal. Man, I'll tell you, even the FBI gets involved in all these things. Now, why is the FBI receiving all the debris? Are they going to cover up for Chairman Xi and Red China Joe? Oh, you don't know, you see. But $1.45 billion, I allege, will buy a president. Even if it's given to his son, the Hunter. Ladies and gentlemen, it's getting to be wild weasel time. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Like a New Madrid fault popped with a 3.0. But that could be just like an opening salvo. If that thing goes, that could go 7, 8, 9, you know. That was the biggest quake that ever was in the United States. And you see, let's say that it's just the earth quaking by itself, and all the thigh bone is connected to the knee bones, connected to the shin bone, you know. So one over here, one over there, it shifts the plates and all that. Or you have tectonic warfare. And if somebody does tectonic warfare on Turkey and Syria, then maybe somebody starts to do tectonic warfare on the New Madrid Fault. Yes, let me read the Bible. It's better, because I'll tell you, this is what Lord Jesus is telling you about. If Lord Jesus tells you, listen to me, that there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places, do you not think that in the red letters Jesus is telling you that he's not telling you the truth? And if you believe in Lord Jesus, what he has to say, then should you not be buying increased amounts of food as best you can? And if you cannot, then why not pray, Lord Jesus, I don't have the money to go to get very much extra food. Is there a way you can help me, Lord? Lord Jesus, can you help me with something out of the blue, or a person that I can trade my time or work for that might be able to help me, though they have additional long-term storage food that could be diverted to me if I'm willing to then be one of their people that defends their property or their farm or their ranch or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time to get prepared, you see. And what are you going to need if you've got pestilence? Well, you know, I mean, we had pestilence and still have it. Ivermectin might be good. Hydroxychloroquine. You know, you've got those, you know, Dr. Alton and Nurse Amy, you know, Alton, you know, talk about all the fish antibiotics. I'm looking right here at Aquamox Forte, Moxicillin. 100 tablets of it. You could get some of this. Fish Flex fish mox, fish flex, amoxicillin, cephalexin. Yeah, they have a prophylaxin, you know, Cipro. They've got, in other words, Keyflex, amoxicillin, Keyflex, and all the different things. They have doxycycline. Of course, these are all for your fish. But if you look them up in a physician's desk reference, or you look them up online, and you look up the description of the tablet or of the capsule, where you see the numbers or letters on the capsule, the color of it, and then you find out who makes it, and then you see, okay, well, the fish guys do say that they're manufactured, all of it's manufactured to a certain standard, which is basically the standard that is as good or better than the normal ones for humans, all right? So you might want to get some of that Mezzosilver. Go to stevequayle.com, click on the Mezzosilver banner. Get you a big jug of the Mezzosilver. It will, according to the literature and according to their research, it'll kill viruses, parasites, bad bacteria, you know, and will not harm you or anything like that in terms of those things, you know, or it will leave alone the good stuff, all right? Put a few eyedroppers in water and drink that, and it will help you. You can use it. I've used it over the years. I had an eye infection. I took an eyedropper, squirted some in each eye. My eye infection was cleared up overnight. I remember giving a guy who was an advertising salesman, I remember he said he'd had an eye infection for over 25 years. He was an older guy at the time. Of course, now I'm older than him, but what he was back then. But, I mean, I told him, I said, you better get you some Mezzosilver, you know, high-quality colloidal silver. And he put it in his eye, says, I cannot believe it. And I saw him about 3-4 days later. He said, I cannot believe this because I've had this eye infection for 25 years. Nobody's ever been able to help me with it, and I use the colloidal silver. The eye infection's gone. It hasn't come back. So these are the kind of things. Oil of oregano. Oil of oregano, or a brand of that would be oreganol. Dr. Cass Ingram. Dr. Cass Ingram was dying. You see, I'm just giving you some of the background. Was dying of some kind of a virus that he was a doctor from Buffalo Grove, Illinois, outside of Chicago, high-end suburb. All kind of big doctors and stuff up in that area. And he could not cure it himself. None of his colleagues could help him with this virus, whatever it was, unknown virus, and it was killing him. He goes to Mayo at the time, back then, according to the doctor, Cassinger. He said he went to Mayo. They said, we can't do anything with it. You should go home and prepare yourself and get your affairs in order. We don't know what will do it. He comes home, and he talks to the Greek lady next door who brings him over some oil of oregano stuff and concocts it all up. And gives him some of the oil of oregano, and by golly, in a day or two, this thing is gone. And he's starting to feel great, and he doesn't have the infection anymore. That's when Cass Ingram went to North American Herbs and Spices and had them. He found the most pure 73% Carvacol, C-A-R-V-R-A-C-O-L, Carvacol, 73%. And I've also seen 70% at a Whole Foods, their brand of the oil of oregano. His brand name of oreganol, okay, has 73%. But if you get one of those, you take several of those, and they kill viruses, bacteria, etc. Upper respiratory infections are good for those, all right? So you might want to stock up on some of that for the pestilences. As far as the food goes, you need to be, like I told you last night, you need your own supply sergeant, your own general store. Lady J sent a list of all other kind of supplies that, besides the food and stuff, she's saying, you know, needles, thread. I would put in a good bill for regular copy and instant copy. A lot of jars of instant copy. If you're going to have a lot of nights by the campfire, and you're fighting by day and hiding by day and running and you're scared and all the different things. And everything from biker gangs to red Chinese troops or Russian Spetsnaz or NORTHCOM troopers from FEMA. Whoever's coming to get you, you might want to do some of that. But the point is, you got to believe what Lord Jesus has to say in the red letters here, you know. And then you know what he says? All these are the beginning of sorrows. That's just the beginning. This stuff we're already doing right now. And then let's just skip over a little bit here and further down into the deal. And he says, and woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not and since the beginning of the world to this time, known or ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be short. Most of the planet's population is probably going to die. Well, how do you do that? Nuclear war, deadly plagues, or, you know, pestilences, you see? And that's the key to this thing, man. If you go to Matthew 25, Jesus tells you to, you better have lamp oil for your lamps. Well, that's a preparedness, an admonition to be prepared. Otherwise, you're not going to be ready or be able to survive when the bridegroom cometh. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. And now we've launched a dud, you know, a unarmed intercontinental ballistic missile deep over the Pacific near Kwajalein. What's interesting is they put it in an area that's near the Isle of Doc Moreau, which I find interesting in a sense because one of the UFOs or spacecraft that were seen in the deep under island base, under the seafloor base of the Isle of Doc Moreau, or these days you might call it Little Nell Island or whatever, Nell, okay? And then it's out by Kwajalein, all right, in the Pacific. And Kwajalein Island is an NSA base, all right? But the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, is that that diamond-shaped spacecraft or UFO, what's interesting is there was one of them seen at Wellsville, New York in the last few nights in the dark of the moon or in the dark of the night with the big moon, and then there it is, a diamond-shaped UFO or spacecraft. Quite an interesting picture. Now, the person that I know that it was at the Isle of Dr. Moreau, they went there after they were reported on a ship seeing a diamond-shaped spacecraft, or UFO, excuse me, that was up in the air, pointed right at them. And in those days, you had Navy, you had captains of ships that said, okay, boys, put all the 5-inch guns, put the quad 50s, put everything you got, pointed at that thing. If it blinks, let them have it. All right? We weren't worried about a little air, a little balloon. They're looking at spacecraft, okay? A UFO. That was reported, duly reported by protocol. And then within 10 minutes, bingo, communication telling him to go to this point on the map. On the map, there was nothing located there. Nothing on the charts, the official Navy charts of the day. They go there and they find this little island, this little atoll. It's got a dock. They pull up to the dock, and all of a sudden, guys in ceramic body armor, white. This is prior to Star Wars and the Imperial Stormtroopers. But all of a sudden, they come up with some kind of weird gun, you know, and they tell them all, and they take three guys up and all the rest. The Master Chief has to stay on the boat, all right? And they can't leave the boat, but then the three guys go up. They go up in there into this little blockhouse building. They go in, an elevator is whoosh, boom. The door is open, and there's this giant hangar bay. 3-4 football fields wide and maybe 40, 50, 60 feet high, and then goes on for miles under the seabed with all sorts of lab coats and science experiments and, you know, propulsion and weaponry and lasers and, you know, all kind of weirdo biological and genetic experimentation. And the whole thing's being run off of like a suitcase size. You know what Zero Halliburton is, the real shiny, Zero Halliburton, shiny, chromey looking metal with the weird black glyph or symbol on it. And that's what ran the entire undersea base. There were American scientists there. There were old German scientists, young German scientists, and all kind of people there, all right? And then as you went on down, there was a big area back there where there were like three different types of UFOs. A disc shape, the typical disc shape, then one that was a diamond shape, and then one that was a triangular shape. And then off to the side of that was a giant, big, opening to the ocean floor, or to the ocean, to the seabed, up above. They're underneath the seafloor. This was like a portal or a doors that could be a tank that could be flooded and then, you know, let these things out, you know. Or they could have a force field of some site where they would go out, go up into the ocean and go up into the sky. Wasn't it interesting they shot that missile right down by that? But that means they could also then get their missile components, you know, so that they wouldn't necessarily see them there or whatever, you know. But they also knew that they could track it and that they could have somebody give an idea to go there. But the fact of the matter is we're getting ready to play nuclear war with Red China now too. And North Korea. And with Russia. And Russia hit, 71 different missiles, cruise missiles of all types, hitting power plants, water treatment facilities, all kind of stuff, natural gas, water, electricity facilities, the infrastructure of almost the entire country of Ukraine. So we're about ready to go to war, and I'm going to tell you, Red China Joe, they're getting into deep into the money with Hunter Biden and the $1.45 billion. That part of that went to Red China Joe, you see. And they're getting close on the investigations. Well, let me tell you what. They'll let it go to guns because that's what Lucifer's plan is anyway. He wants the Earth to go to war to kill off most of the population. Planet Earth, no more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity. And, of course, Lucifer's idea of that is that you worship him, you see. Ha-ha! And take his mark of the beast, you see. So I don't know, man. This thing is getting ready to come to cases. But all I know is that I was around during the Cuban Missile Crisis and a couple other different times. You remember back about 204, 205, we came real close. There was a missile that launched, if you recall, up that was seen out of Montana, Steve Quayle saw it. Other people saw it. There was somebody that he knew that was sitting out at their an estate or like on a home on a lake. They looked up and saw it, all kind of things. And that was when an old hawk wrote something called a hawk down him, because he was told that back then they got on the phone with Putin on the red hotline during the Second Gulf War. And we came really close to it back at that time. And then there was another time in there also where the Iranians captured, this is before they captured American sailors, they captured British sailors during the war and held them hostage, you see. And then at that point, we came real close too. But this right now, this is getting to be directed and herded, like it's being herded into the war. It's like prior to World War II, but this time they've got you thinking, oh, we're going to fight them with tanks and on the battlefield. But, well, you got hypersonic missiles. You got a missile that either China or Russia, which have more advanced versions than we do, than the regular U.S. military does, anyway. And they can hit basically anywhere on the planet in less than 5 minutes. Anywhere on the planet, less than 5 minutes, with a precise targeting. Kaboom. And no defense can track, can hit them. Apparently because the speed. The speed is too high, and they also jig-jag across the sky. Boop, 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 boop. Moving quick. But the Poseidon, Megaton, tsunami drones, I still think that they're in Lake Superior area or Lake Michigan. Down there, they can be autonomous for up to 6 months, sit on the bottom until the time frame or until their command goes into them from a satellite or an aircraft or the Spetsnaz just out there on a fishing boat, you know. Oh, yes, the Russian Spetsnaz were hired by Barack Hussein Obama, the abomination of desolation. And now you got this guy that has to wear diapers and can't, and he's given this, you know, State of the Union speech, and he goes, wow, you guys have blah. And then he goes, well, I don't know how much that costs. Blah, 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 blah. He actually did that. Blah, 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 blah. He made something up, and nobody knows what he's talking about. The same guy who gave away $88 billion worth of top-of-the-line U.S. military equipment, firearms and ammunition and aircraft and tanks and jeeps and, you know, all the different stuff, personnel carriers, that had been there for the Afghan army, and he gave all of that up to the Taliban. Destroyed the middle class of America. And I'm going to tell you what, there's not, with the inflation, all the stuff, and what he did to destroy the energy independence of the United States. And now he's going to go after waiters and waitresses and small business. And now the special counsel for Trump, he is indicted. Pence, because you see, Pence had top secret documents at his house, documents that shouldn't have been there, which he doesn't know how they got there, where they came from, and I can understand that's a possibility, but the fact of the matter doesn't change it. So this new special prosecutor of Trump is going to weigh heavy on Pence. Pence is wanting to run for president. And is running, in a sense. But with Pence, they're gonna taint him and screw him and give him, maybe put him under indictment, you see. Of course, if he rolls over on Trump, well, then they'll give him a lighter sentence. I tell you what, this FBI, don't ever cooperate with the FBI or Department of Justice. I'm going to tell you, do not do it. You're better off, because what you're doing is you're dealing with Lucifer's lightweights. Let me tell you, you're dealing with Lucifer's people when you deal with them, the secret police. Don't ever do it. The FBI is now manipulated all kind of stuff to manipulate votes and to manipulate elections. They're corrupt. They're criminals. They're liars. Lying piece of crap. Luciferian liars. And yeah, there's some good ones in there, but why don't you go get a truck driving job? Oh, Biden has ruined the truck driving jobs. Don't cooperate. I'm going to tell you, we ain't got that much time left anyway, I don't think. And you know, this stuff, it seems like it's just going to go too far. You see, it's going to go too far, and we're going to go down to the next thing. But you know what? What did Lord Jesus tell us? Wars, rumors of wars. Nations arise against nation, you see. Famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. The real bad stuff's getting ready to come down. So I think you need to heed the words. If you believe the words of Lord Jesus, get the red letter edition, Matthew 24. You read that. Read Luke 21. I read to you out of part of Revelations of Jesus as told to John of Patmos. There's red letters in Revelations. A lot of people don't know that. Now, let's get back to this balloon thing a little bit. Yesterday night, I told you that they put up, who? Allegedly Raven Aerostar, which is allegedly an off-the-shelf, DARPA-owned off-the-shelf corporation. You go into the history of it, and I would urge you to go to, let me see if I've got it still up on my screen. Aerostar, AEROstar.com. And you read their history, all right? And also read their 65 years of lighter-than-air innovation experience dedicated to solving the challenge of aerospace and defense. Okay. And they built all of these for defense and security and situational awareness and ISR. Communication, scientific research, all these big balloon platforms, they're the ones that build them. And when you go in, if you look up at the top, you look at their products, stratospheric balloons and airships, radar systems, capabilities, situational awareness, comm, defense and security. Read all of their little things at the top about history, leadership, all these things. Aerostar.com, because what you'll find is that they tell you that they were the ones that were making the balloons for Google. They were also involved in the Loon Balloon Project. Remember the Loonies, L-O-O-N? And then the fact is, as you research into the Google stuff, allegedly they were being launched in some cases by Red Chinese Corporation. Affiliated with the Red Chinese, allegedly with the Red Chinese military. And that's who 2 years ago we were talking to you about. And ever since then, every time we've seen them up, we talked to you about them. Well, we had the one that went up last night that went up eventually out of Iowa. Actually, it came from, guess where? South Dakota. Allegedly, Sioux Falls, South Dakota area is where Raven Aerostar is located at. So if they launched it, went to Iowa, then went up into Minnesota. I reported it to you last night. It was up about, I think, let's see what it was. I think I've got it right here. Near Ripley, Minnesota, Camp Ripley up in that area. 66,800 feet. It was at 12:40 p.m. yesterday. Now, that quit squawking. Did it go down or did that fly? I don't know. Let's just ask a question. Did that fly perhaps across Canada and then get up there by Prudhoe? And then if they're not going to tell you about it, I don't care if they can no longer have a domain awareness gap at NORAD. But even if they can't track it, that don't mean they have to tell you about it. So maybe they sent that up there, had enough time to do it, I don't know. And then by today, then they shoot it down, you know, around 1:45 Eastern time or whatever, p.m., 12:45 Central, and, you know, morning in the, on the Pacific time frame. 10:45 a.m. West Coast. So was there enough time to take that off from Alaska or up to Alaska? I don't know. But they're awfully lovingly quick to tell you, success, Biden said, great success. And oh, boy, we're really on it now. The next one that came over, we shot him down right away. Well, after it got over the Prudhoe Bay and all of the Alaskan pipeline and looked at all of that, was it a drone, perhaps from Russia? Was it a red Chinese balloon? Or was it, quote-unquote, allegedly, possibly, Hawk didn't see guaranteed, allegedly, possibly, a Raven Aerostar balloon or smaller one that was sent up or put up there? That then they got to shoot down, all right? Or was it just a drone that the U.S. has? They shot their own drone down to make it look like, boy, old Joe Biden is really on it. He's a tough president against the red Chinese, all right? Allegedly a bought president. $1.45 billion will buy a president of the United States. So now, that one's gone, so then guess what today? We have another one comes out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Another balloon, all right? Another loony balloon, and it went over Iowa, rolling along U.S. Highway 18 at 62,300 feet. It was squawking 44.54. The one yesterday was squawking 44.53. And it was moving today at about 7 knots. Just say 7 miles an hour or whatever. It's not the exact, but about like that. That's enough to keep a balloon aloft and going in a circle around a small area to keep it there or to back it up or go forward. And they have what? How do they do that? It's called an ion engine. And they can get up to 50, 60 knots. You know, 50, 60 mile an hour, let's say, with the ion engine. And then that allows them to go and to maneuver and do different stuff. Now, this one up there in Alaska, apparently it wasn't maneuvering. But, we don't tell you what it is, all right? Oh, and we saw it the day before, but we didn't. We shot it down today. It's all highly suspect, ladies and gentlemen. It's all baloney kabaloney. And I'm going to tell you, Lucifer has that five-dimensional chessboard, that five layers. And the lie is different in every layer of the board, okay? Every floor of that board, the five-dimensional layers of the Luciferian chessboard. And they're lying like their pants are on fire because Lucifer is the father of all lies. And our top military and our top government people worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, in my opinion. You see, you got to say those things these days. Allegedly, in my opinion. Or it's all satire, isn't it? All I know is what Lord Jesus tells you about. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. Don't you want to prepare and do what Jesus is telling you to do, is to get ready for those? Because he's saying all of those are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning. How bad is it going to get? Some of the people in Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas, they lost power. I remember back a number of years ago, here we had a power outage because we had an ice storm that took all the tree limbs of the city down. I mean, piles of tree limbs, you know, huge tree limbs that were 6-7 feet high in front of everybody's house. I mean, all of the limbs, I mean, just totally just nailed it and took all the power lines down because of an ice storm. And then a couple years later, we had another one like that. But I remember the first one, 6 days without the electricity. And he couldn't cook. He had to, you know, but we had candles. We had lanterns and all kind of stuff. And I looked at it, and I also went through it without utilizing too much. I could have broke out some other things and done some stuff, but we basically, with a gas fireplace or with a wooden fireplace, you could burn either one in it, we sat in the living room and got the big thick blankets and stuff over us and sat there. And then there were people that had power. Some motels and stuff had power, and some restaurants and some schools and that kind of stuff did. Because if not, they had their own big generators. But you better get prepared for that. Ukraine is experiencing it again right now. Now, on a wide scale or widespread basis, they're without power in most all of that country. About the heat, the natural gas, all the stuff. So I'm going to tell you, pray ye or flight be not in winter or on the Sabbath day. I hope they're talking about Biden's going to go to Poland, you know, between February 20th and 22nd, because Putin's supposed to speak on the 21st, and there's supposed to be an attack, a major attack with 500,000 Russian troops and, you know, 1,800 tanks and 750 aircraft and all kind of stuff to attack the Ukraine on the 24th. But I said last night it could be early. It could be at any moment. Now, do you think that when that starts that China ain't going to go for Taiwan? You better believe they're going to go for Taiwan. They were up there seeing what was going on with our nuclear, you know, our Minutemen, you know, missiles, nuclear missiles up in Montana and the Dakotas and all of that. And you come on down, and they went over Whiteman Air Force Base and went all different places that other military bases were at. Offutt. All these different places that have nuclear bombers and stuff in them. Buffs. B-2s. So they're doing that, and they did it, and they were allowed to do it because Red China Joe allowed them to do it. And I swear that Austin and Millie are wearing the pink, you know, jockstrap. Old Millie is, and he's always on the tattletale line with the Chinese general. But Austin called; he couldn't get an answer. You see. Well, maybe they didn't want to talk to an alleged human-alien hybrid. A big guy, a big man, let's see. Allegedly. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Think you might need to go get some more food tonight at the grocery store tomorrow? Or will tomorrow be too late? I don't know. Food. water purification, a Berkey purifying filter. If you can't get one, if you think it might be too late, order one and get it overnight if you can. Berky, Berkey, okay? Or Katadyn, Katadyn. I've got a Katadyn Combi, which has got the silver filtration and the carbon filtration, a portable one. But you got to get you something to purify water, and you got to have something to store the water in. What do you need a day? 1 or 2 gallons a person per day. And that's for food preparation. And I don't care if you got a mountain house, you got to use water to reconstitute it. See, got dehydrated food, you got to use water to reconstitute it. You're going to need water to drink. Going to need water to drink and to cook with. You're going to need to be able to wash your body. Not a 20-minute hot shower. You know, I'm talking about just a, you know, PTA. You know what I mean? Armpits is the A, all right? You figure the rest of it out. But, I mean, just a sponge bath. Or maybe you can heat the water up and put it into a tub, one of the galvanized tanks or, you know, stock tanks or one of the galvanized old tub, wash tubs. And if you can do that, you can sit in the bathtub and at least get clean, and then you got to wash your dishes too. But do you have, well, I don't know, 2 gallons a person per day in a soap for how many days? And if not, do you have the thing to purify the water? I talk about all kinds of stuff. I tell you, paper and ballpoint pens or pencils and a pencil sharpener. Of course, you can use a knife to sharpen one as well. But who's going to make paper after the nukes fly? Who's going to make a ballpoint pen or ink or anything after that flies? Do you think you might need additional oil, jugs of oil for your car, your truck, or your, you know, whatever you're going to use? Your mower? You could ride on a mower, you know, if you had enough gasoline. You could make, essentially, if you had a ability to do some kind of a still, you could essentially maybe make a high-proof alcohol, and like they did back in the Prohibition days and then into the 30s, into the terrible, you know, economic times, the Depression, they utilized, you know, alcohol, and it didn't run all that well and the things, but they could at least get a Model T or Model A down the road. Boom, 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 you know, and put a few mothballs in them. Back in those days, they used to. But now you've got flex fuel vehicles, so you could utilize alcohol, you know, a high proof alcohol, and run your truck or whatever on it. There's all kinds of things to think about. You need to be deep in thought about them. But the first preparation is to repent of your sins and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior and to wash you clean. And if you are to die on this planet or in space or flying an aircraft or fighting in the war or whatever you're doing, you'll have everlasting life with them in heaven. In our Father's heaven with Lord Jesus. Man, oh man, the best deal in town, ain't it? Avail yourself of it. Listen to what he has to say. He's telling you the truth about what's coming. I don't know. Well, that's an interesting story right here. Allegedly, Putin intercepts adrenochrome shipment headed to the United States. the adrenochrome, allegedly probably made in the Ukraine, but I don't know about that. I mean, it could be. I remember seeing one time a black web, dark web picture of that pool table that they said didn't exist in some basement with allegedly Hillary Billary Doc laying on the pool table with Huma Duma Duma, and allegedly a young girl. So we don't know what happened after that, but allegedly they had sex with the young girl or traumatized her. And then it was alleged that possibility that adrenochrome was extracted. But I don't know. It's bad enough just with the regular stuff without going deep down the Luciferian hole. Because all that stuff exists out there. The pedophilia, all of it, is rampant. And you have people at the highest level of our government, military, and intelligence, and banking, and corporate world involved in it. If you have a U.S. president's son who gets $1.5 billion or $4 or $5 billion from a red Chinese bank, and it's documented, and then your ABC, CBS, NBC, and the big newspapers in the big cities, they don't want to even cover it. Because they're into Luciferian and communism and all kind of isms that ain't about being a Bill of Rights constitutional American or being somebody who loves the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. All right? They're evil. Get you a list, ladies and gentlemen. Get you a list of the food, of the tools, of all the items that you might need for emergencies, and start checking off what you've got and what you need. I mean, I do that periodically, and there's all kinds of stuff, and I've been doing this for years, and no matter how long you prepare, guys say, well, it just costs you money and time. Well, that's right. It does. And people are really prepared a lot. You wonder, well, what if you'd have just gone to Hawaii, you know? Well, you could have, but then again, now we're at the time to where these are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. I'm going to tell you, people are going to see spacecraft. They're going to see six-fingered Samuels, you know, giant-type people come out of these craft. You're going to see weird aliens come out of the craft. You're going to see all kind of hell break loose in the cities and in the countryside too. You're going to have to defend your family against all evil. You're going to have to stand in the gap against evil to protect your family, your home, your business, your food, your water. Don't go in there, Luciferian Knight, without a fight, you know. You don't want to do it. You want to keep old Hawk in there, and I hope you do. I hope you want me to keep swinging the Louisville Slugger at the Lucy's nose, all right? Working on behalf of Lord Jesus, strike blows against his enemies, and to warn the remnant of what is to come and how they might prepare. Anything is most needed and most welcome. The easiest, Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, silver dime, silver quarter, half dollar, silver dollar, ounce of silver, whatever it might be, a little bit of gold, a little bit of platinum, whatever it is, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. Brother Quayle can get you silver, gold. He also has all kinds of other things he can get to hold of you. But he's got knowledge. He's got his private briefings. He's got the Mega Drought video. He's got the Lies of Men and Gods video. The Destruction of the Human Race. Genetic Destruction. Any of the books he's still got. I was checking on his website last night. He's got some packages where he offers a deal on a lot of his books, the ones he's got left. Well, call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. If you get Steve or Tyler, his son, or if you get Daryl, his capable manager, or anybody else who answers, you tell him Hawk sent you. And to fix you up and get it to you quick. His private briefings, or Steve Quayle 2.0, excellent. Get Steve's private briefings. You'll have information that you can't get anywhere else because it's private through Steve's sources. You can also click on the stevequayle.com and click through to contact him and place your orders on any of that. Tell them Old Hawk sent you. And then I also will tell you one more time, if you'd like to get Bibles to the Montagnard tribes people in Indochina, Indochina, Montagnard, okay? Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, and Burma, or as they call it today, Myanmar, okay? So, if you'd like to get Bibles given to these nice village people who are on fire for the Lord Jesus, but they each have a different dialect, they have a different language, and each village has got different dialect or language, Bibles will be printed for them in that language, plus a songbook as well. Anything is most welcome of any amount. You can send it to Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship. Gospel Furthering Fellowship. 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. I'll repeat. Indochina Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship. 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. May the Lord return that to you 10,000-fold as well. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're very close to war, a World War III, a Gog, Magog war, Ezekiel 38, 39. If you read Matthew 24 and Luke 21, Ezekiel 38, 39, then you're going to find out how it fits and dovetails exactly with what we're dealing with right now. If you want to know how you can have Lord Jesus manifest himself to you and how he tells you, if you'll ask in his name, he will do it for you. But you got to go up John 14 and read it. You want to know how you could see Jesus, how he will manifest himself to you, then go read John 14. Or if you don't want to see Jesus, I guess you don't want to read that at all. I guess you don't want to pay any attention to what Lord Jesus had to say to you in Matthew 24 about what's coming. So if you're going to have famines, you better go buy some food, huh? Or grow some, or do something, or both. You're going to have pestilences, you better get some kind of medicine or things that will kill the viruses, bacteria, the different germs, you see. Oh, man. It's about to wear people out, isn't it? If you're paying attention, you see what's going ahead and you say, oh, no, and you extrapolate just a little bit. Extrapolate a little bit, you say, oh, it's like the ice storm that was in Dallas or in Austin, you know? parts of Oklahoma or whatever, the ice storm that was there, or the storms out in Colorado, or, excuse me, in California, when they had the ton of snow. Of course, up in Utah, my old buddy up there, crazy horse, he loves that deep snow, because he knows that puts water into the aquifer, you see, and into the pond, so his horses can get a good drink. If you're up there, buddy, you better go get you some more ammo for that buff gun. Get it all sighted in, because they're going to come down that lane one of these days. Ladies and gentlemen, it is such a pleasure to hear from all of you. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. Help keep me in the game, and I'll stay up here as long as I can, even if I got to fight the suckers off to continue to broadcast. Might be a shooting at something and then talking on the line at the same time. Pay attention to what's going on. I hope that the Super Bowl is not the time when Putin decides to go, or the Red Chinese decide to go, or they allow another balloon to fly over, you see, with a domain awareness gap. Four-star general telling you that crap out of NORAD. Where little old dummies, you know, and little, well, not really dummies, but old-time signal men and signal intelligence people able to track the balloons for over 2 years. We've been telling you about it. I've been yelling it as loud as I can yell it. And even I hear some of the stuff that I've said in the last few days. So up there, I hear it getting repeated on the TV. And some people are getting that stuff up there to people. Don't go to their Luciferian knife without a fight. Mighty men and women of valor. Future high technology to strike blows. Enemies of the team. Our Father Heaven. Against the enemies of the true United States of America. Then arrive. Bad Dingo Rangers. Know you're ready. Picking the fool babies. Down the aisle. Rome crack. Little L. Very proud of y'all. If you didn't. Let's see if you can do your...